Cape Talk.
The BRICS Report. India.
Now, you are joined by Professor Dilip Menon, the Mellon Chair in Indian Studies and Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University. A very good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning, and I couldn't be keener on appearing on the show.
No, indeed. But the Indians, hey, they love their arms by the looks of it. The world's biggest buyer of armaments.
Yeah, that's true. Indian gods have multiple arms as well. I mean, so what has happened between 2012 and 2017 is that arms import has gone up by 24%, so that now India accounts for 12% of global imports. So this largely comes to us from Russia, the USA, and Israel. But as a sign of the growing closeness between the Hindu fundamentalist government and America's right-wing administration under Trump, in the same period, arms deliveries from the U.S. have gone up by, hold your breath, 557%. So, well, it's not very clear why India is stockpiling these weapons, or is it because we are kind of refurbishing our armaments, you know, phasing out older fighter planes, etc. But this is an alarming rise in imports.
Maybe just trying to keep Pakistan in check. You never know.
You never know.
Farmers' March in Western India.
Yes, so this is something that we haven't been speaking about, but the agrarian sector in India has been in a huge crisis for a while. Over the last 5 to 10 years, there have been around 40,000 suicides amongst farmers, with the western state of Maharashtra accounting for a third of that. So these are largely due to the fact that there have been loans that couldn't be repaid, the introduction of genetically modified crops, which that's a lot of resulting in crop failure. Mm-hmm. So there was a massive march last week. 50,000 peasants marched from Nashik to the city of Mumbai, led by the All India Peasant Union and the Communist Party of India Marxist, asking for loan waivers, electricity bill waivers, and the introduction of a pension scheme for farmers. The Maharashtra government has responded positively, which is surprising given the current climate. And the farmers have managed to get a few of their demands at least met. So this is heartening news. I didn't want everything to be depressing.
Yeah, I tell you. So farmers globally have their challenges, hey. Now, another left bastion falls in India, elections in Tripura.
Tripura is a northeastern state, and a communist government, well, elected communist government, has been in power for the last 25 years, led by the extremely popular Chief Minister Manik Sarkar, whose integrity extends to the fact that he has no bank account. He lives in the party office, and his administration was renowned for its honesty and so on. But the BJP has managed to win over this bastion, securing double the vote that the communists did in this election. And this has been followed by toppling of statues of Lenin and much post-election violence by the BJP in all over the state. And this toppling of the statue of Lenin then led to a rather like the Rhodes statue being toppled here, kind of rash of statues being attacked all over India, different leaders who do not accord to the BJP's Hindu ideological paradigm.
Very interesting. And by the way, not having a bank account is not always an indicator of being an honest person, although in that case it is. I just want to bring the Guptas. Yeah, they don't have a bank account in South Africa at the moment either.
Yes, and given the way the bank rates are going and banks functioning, I think you should keep your money under your pillow.
better interest rate, Prof. Question is interest from who? Great chatting to you as always, yes, Professor Dilip. Yeah. And have a wonderful rest of your week. The Mellon Chair of Indian Studies and the Director of the Center for Indian Studies in Africa at Wits University. Your calls on 021-446-0567. Always love talking to you. Make sure that you send those WhatsApp messages as well to 0725671567. If you want to speak to me directly, 021-446-0567. It's exactly what Pete, or Peter at least in Lakeside, has done. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kina. Nice to speak to you.
Good to chat to you.
I've got an idea about forgetting about our problems, the problems with Russia. And you know what is going on in Russia with them trying to not send any teams there and things and all the poisoning. My suggestion is this. Now, I know some people are going to think this is a stupid suggestion, but, you know, world peace has got more to do with sport. And if I was people from genuine soccer player countries who decided the best way to pull Putin down is to pull your teams out of the World Cup. Now, let me tell you for what reasons. And I'm a sports lover, and I like it, but, you know, world peace is more than just sport. And if every lot of big countries, they won't all do it, but a lot of big countries decided that, like, just for the British royal family aren't going there, and England team pulled out, and a lot of teams, you only need six teams to pull out who will bring their World Cup down. And not only that, they need to be brought down. And you never know, because they might have so short teams, they might even invite Bafana to come and play. I mean, that's just the jokey part. But, you know, sport plays a good part in all our lives. But,
no,
you know,
it does.
This serious problem with Russia is a serious problem.
No, it is. And I feel they can get away with just
with all those people.
Pretty much, they can get away with pretty much anything. Someone's got to show them, you know, the middle finger, if I
crass. That's the place to show him. I mean, they showed them when they banned all those Russian athletes.
I can't say I disagree with you, to be very honest with you. I can't say I disagree.
What way would you disagree?
No, I said I can't say I disagree with you. So what I'm saying is I think I agree with you on the most part. So
I mean, if they had some of these countries, they'd put their own little interests, because it was all nice to watch soccer match, but these things, you know, if you go back in time with the Russian situation, this can start a massive war.
No, indeed.
It really can. They need to be shown, you know, like a clock on the face that you're not that good.
There we go. That is Peter in Lakeside. Strong thoughts on that World Cup, the Football World Cup 2018. All the teams should just withdraw. Will they? I doubt it.